I'm a partner with BDO Private Wealth in Sydney. I have spent the last 30 years actually advising clients on the intricacies of superannuation and self-managed superannuation funds.
So you've seen all the regulations changing over the years. Can you tell us about the latest changes? I mean, we know in the last budget, the government made very important changes, and it's going to come into effect from 1st of July 2017, isn't it?
Yes. Basically, what they've decided is that there was a lack of equity within the system. Certain individuals who, having done nothing wrong other than to take advantage of the rules that have existed at different stages over the last 20 to 30 years, have accumulated very large benefits. You know, I think the largest figure I have heard of is $100 million inside a superannuation fund.
Oh,
and
wow.
They, of course, were paying... Yeah. They were paying no income tax at all with respect to the earnings on those amounts once they moved to pension mode. So the government's clearly decided that while that's a very small number of people who fall into those sorts of categories, it is not equitable that it continues. So they've imposed a limit on what you will be able to hold in a tax-free pension from 1 July 17 to of an amount of no more than $1.6 million.
So people that have over 1.6 million, what happened to their fund and what tax they're going to pay on it?
Basically, what they will do is in the lead up to the 30th of June, they will decide voluntarily because they'll be compelled if they don't, they're going to reduce their pensions to no more than 1.6. So if they're in pension mode and they are, so effectively they've retired and they've got full access to their benefits, they won't pay any income tax or tax on capital gains with respect to that amount of $1.6 million. Anything else that they hold in a superannuation fund, whether it be that fund or other funds, will be taxed at 15% with respect to revenue or earnings, and 10% with respect to capital gains. So I guess the important point to make here is that it's still a very attractive vehicle for people to hold their savings. There's nothing else where you will get access to those types of income tax rates in the Australian tax system.
So just to trying to understand that 1.6 million is still going to be tax-free, completely tax-free.
And completely tax-free.
Yeah, and over 1.6 million, it's going to be taxed at 15% and for capital gain at 10%.
That's right. Yeah, capital gains where the asset's been held for more than 12 months, yes, you only pay 10%.
And if you've got in a self-managed super fund more than one person and they've got together more than 1.6 million, how is that going to be divided?
You basically look at it on a per member basis. You might have a husband and wife inside a self-managed super fund. There's assets totaling $2.5 million. If those assets are held equally between the two parties, then they're both going to be below that $1.6 million and they won't be affected by this particular change. Their pension assets will continue to derive income tax-free. Whereas if you had a different couple and one of the members had $2 million in his account and his spouse had, say, $500,000 in her account, then you would find that the spouse would be unaffected by the $1.6 million cap, but the husband in that case would be affected and would need to reduce his pension to 1.6. It's basically the way the legislation works is that once you go into retirement phase, that you've satisfied a condition of release, you've retired or you've hit the age of 65 and you are in pension, the tax office records the amount that you've got in pension and they require you to keep the amount that you have in tax-free pension below that $1.6 million.
Right. And to calculate the $1.6 million, I've heard of cases of people holding properties inside a self-managed super fund and they don't own the properties outright. They've got bare funds and they owe money on it. So let's say if a property worth $1 million and $500,000 is actually owed to the bank, is it going to be considered as $1 million property or only $500,000 property?
The assets that will be applied against your cap will be the net assets. There was a number of months ago some talk, in fact the government was the instigator, they proposed legislation that was going to theoretically pick up the $1 million, but the legislation that was finally passed has gone back to the net amount. So if you've got a $1 million property and you owe $500,000 on it, the amount that will be counted against your threshold, your $1.6 million threshold, will be the $500,000 net amount, not the gross.
So that's very important information for our listeners. My other question, what impact do the new regulations have on contributions? I know there is before tax contribution and after tax contributions.
Yeah, there is a lot of changes happening around contributions generally. I guess the key one where action potentially has got to be taken before the 30th of June 2017 is that if you happen to have a super balance of more than $1.6 million, you will not be able to make a non-concessional contribution in the 2017-18 year. The way legislation works here is each year you've got to work out what your balance is. If your balance on the 30th of June is greater than $1.6 million, in the following year you will not be able to make any non-concessional contributions. Those that have got account balances of over $1.6 million won't be able to make non-concessional contributions next year. What they can do this year, though, is they can apply the current legislation. And the current legislation says that if they are below the age of 65, they are able to utilise what they refer to as the three-year bring forward. And that enables them to effectively put into the fund three amounts of $180,000, totaling $540,000 in certain circumstances. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but it's a lot more than nothing, which is what you'd be restricted to the following year. If you're over the age of 65, you can't utilise the bring forward, which means that you're limited to a single amount of $180,000. But for some people, there will be definitely, this might be the last year in which large non-concessional contributions are able to be made to a fund.
And we are talking to Mark Wilkinson. Mark is a superannuation partner in the private client division with BDO in Sydney. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Mark, do you have any general advice to our listeners before the end of this financial year?
Primary piece of advice that I would give to people is that if they are concerned you are going to be close to or exceed the $1.6 million threshold and you are in pension mode at the moment, you need to go and talk to an advisor about the steps that are necessary to ensure that you don't breach those particular thresholds. If you breach it in a substantial way, there are quite heavy tax penalties that will be imposed upon you. So that's the first step. Step number two requires you to get advice going forward because there's all sorts of changes that are going to impact how much you can contribute, how much you can put in as a tax deductible contribution, whether, you know, the types of pensions that you take and how benefits pass from one partner to another partner in the event of death of one of them. All of that needs to be revisited and those that have got substantial monies inside superannuation funds of any description need to have a clear understanding of exactly how those rules are going to work.
Mark Wilkinson, a superannuation partner with BDO, thank you so much.